Okay, Chevre. We are learning some in Seiches Aleph. Just if you remember, there are a number of Shitas HaRishonim regarding Te'imas Kfela, when it helps and when it doesn't help. And the Gra in Os Hey really lays it out very nicely. The Tosfos says that the heter is only because it's a Kfela, and the heter is based on Shelo Yafzir Umanusei. Other Rishonim, when they speak about Shelo Yafzir Umanusei, they say it in a slightly less extreme way. They say Shelo Yera, Shelo Mara Umanusei. I didn't see anyone who pointed this out, but if you would ask me on my own, I would have said that Shelo Yafzir Umanusei might mean I'll lose my job in Gansen. I'll be fired as a beef eater if I don't taste something. As opposed to Shelo Yera Umanusei might mean it will hurt my job, but I won't be fired. Nonetheless, no one seems to make this distinction. So Shita 1 is Tosfos, that it has to be only a Kfela based on Shelo Yafzir Umanusei. The Rush says it has to be a Kfela and Meisiach Lefitumo. Right, you need both. The Rashba says one or the other helps. And the Rambam says that you don't need Kvela, you don't need Meisiach Lefitumo. Wow, that's awesome, right? What's the Rambam talking about? How could it work according to the Rambam if you're neither a Kvela nor Meisiach Lefitumo? What Lecha'ora is the basis for Kula of relying on the Goy? It's just an ordinary Goy. Now, Shulchan Aruch does not say Kvela, correct? Shulchan Aruch does say Meisiach Lefitumo. And the Beis Yosef tells me in his book, Beis Yosef, that what he's doing is really a pshara between the Shitos, no? The Beis Yosef is basically weighing the Shitos, and the Maskana is that all you need is Meisiach Lefitumo, and that alone helps. But first, let's just analyze the Rambam briefly. By what basis is the Rambam makel on the fact that any guy is Neman? You don't have to be an expert. And it doesn't have to be Meisiach Lefitumo. What's the basis of this Rambam? So, we noted that the Gain earlier in Sefkatan Hay basically tells me that the basis of the Rambam is based on Avida Ligluye. No? The Rambam doesn't mention Meisiach Lefitumo, to Silver De'in Sarech. You don't need Meisiach Lefitumo. And the rationale is because it's Avida Ligluye. No? Avida Ligluye means that if I'm going to say that it doesn't taste like chazer, and then you'll taste the mixture 2 minutes from now, and you'll say, it tastes like chazer, and you're going to start screaming at me, you're going to start getting upset, and say, what do you mean it tastes like chazer? So, it's Avida Ligluye. I'm a liar. And most of the Avida Ligluye, lo meshakri inche, something that will be known to everybody. People don't lie. No, Rav Soloveitchik once gave a famous drasha during the Cuban Missile Crisis. So Russia had a bunch of missiles that they had in Cuba, and they were aimed towards Miami. No, and Khrushchev got up in the United Nations and he took his shoe off and like banged it on the podium and he said, "There are no missiles. There are no missiles." And everyone's looking at the pictures of the missiles there. So the Rav commented that maybe you see from that episode of Khrushchev that the umdin of Milsa Davida Ligluye Lo Meshakri Inchi no longer applies. That, hey, it's Avida Ligluye. What do you mean? I see the satellite pictures. It's right there. I don't know if anyone says this lahalach or the Rav just was saying that in that shir, but Lamaisa, the Rambam, the Gain says, is based on Avida Ligluye. Now, we have another example of this earlier in Yerideya, in Simin Pei Vav. And the Gain over here is Mitzayin that din, and the Prima Godim in Sivkotin Beis on the Shach is Mitzayin that din. The din in Yerideya Simin Pei Vav is as follows. There are the eggs of a treif animal, are treif, no? We learn Pasuk Eis Bas HaYa'ana that the ostrich eggs are also going to be tame, that Dabar HaYotze Min HaTame is considered tame. How do I know which eggs are eggs of a kosher bird and which eggs are eggs of a treif bird? So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah has various simanim that any egg that is both round at the top and at bottom is automatically treif. Any egg that's both narrow at the top and at bottom is automatically treif. If you have an egg that is round at the bottom and narrow at the top, By the way, take a look at your chicken eggs, no? There's one side of the egg that's rounder, correct? And then it peaks at the top. Any egg that is wider at the bottom and narrow at the top, ken zayin it's kosher, ken zayin it's treif. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, so let's say I have eggs that are wide at the bottom and narrow at the top. And someone tells me that these eggs come from a kosher animal. So we paskin that those eggs are kosher. The only thing is that there's a machlokes for Rishonim, and it's a machlokes mechaber and ramah there in Simin Pei Vav in Shulchan Aruch, how we paskin. Who's telling me that those eggs are eggs from a kosher animal? The mechaber says even if a goy tells me that the eggs are coming from a kosher bird, the eggs are kosher. A goy says it, no? The mechaber says only if a Jew says that it's from a kosher, a bird is a kosher. The Ramah says even if a goy says it is a kosher. So the Lucha Oira, the Hezber for the Ramah, to say that even if a goy says that it comes from a kosher bird, that the eggs are kosher, the Hezber is based on Milsa Davi Dolegluye, no? What's he saying? He's saying that these eggs come from that bird. So I could go to that bird and look at the eggs and that bird is producing, and I'll look at it, and I'll compare. It's mamash avidu l'gluye. So this shayla of whether milsad avidu l'gluye really, really helps by goyim seems to be a machlokes mechaber and Ramah, no? So based on this, the Gaon is bothered by the kasha. Rambam, Maimonides, you tell me with respect to the beitzim that only a Jew is neman. But over here, Rambam, based on the svar of Milsa Da'avida L'Gluye, you're saying even the Goy is Neman. That's the Goyin's Kasha. So enfret the Goyin, that there are different types of Milsa Da'avida L'Gluyeis, no? There's a Milsa Da'avida L'Gluye that I'm going to find out right now. There's a Milsa Da'avida L'Gluye that I'm not going to find out until later. When I say, when the Goy says that, you know what, there's no Chazer in this stew, and then Yankel Shmero with Langapeyas goes and he eats the stew. So he's going to find out right away, in a second. In that case, that's the time Milsa Da'avida L'Gluye, the Rambam says even the Goy is Nemanon. However, if it's a Milsa Da'avida L'Gluye that the Goy is saying it comes from that bird, so what I really have to do is go to that bird and wait until that bird is going to lay an egg, right? Lav Dafka, their eggs there right away. It's not Avida L'Gluye right away. If it's not Avida L'Gluye right away, so then the Rambam says only a Jew is Neman by the eggs, not a Goy. But some that's Avida L'Gluye right away, that's the type of thing that even a Goy would be Neman on according to the Rambam. So far, so good? Now, Nishalat HaSha'ila, however. L'cha'ora, if this svar is correct, that Milsa Da'avida L'Gluye is a reason to believe even any Goy, you don't need you don't need nothing, right? Avida L'Gluye is enough. So then how do we understand the Shach? No? You see, everyone and their uncle asks a kasha. The Taz asks this, the Shach asks this. The question is, how can a Kfeila help? How can a Goy help? And it says in Shulchan Aruch, not a Kfeila. A Goy, it says in Shulchan Aruch, helps with Mesiach L'Fitumo. But we know that Mesiach L'Fitumo only helps for Isurim D'Rabbanan, correct? That's the kasha. So the Taz has his razzle-dazzle answer that maybe the reason why Mesiach L'Fitumo helps, even though over here we pass in a time kicker, is the Oraisa, says the Taz, is because here this is not something that really requires Eidos. The only time that I say that Mesiach L'Fitumo only helps by a Doraisa, by Eidos Isha, but by nothing else is Mesiach L'Fitumo help for a Doraisa, that's something that requires Eidos. Over here, I don't need Eidos to say that this meat is kosher. This is an Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin, no? Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin, the pshad is, like Rashi writes in different things in different places, when you learn the beginning of Gittin, you spend a lot of time on this, but Rashi writes, Kol Echad V'Echad Hamina Torah Al Hashchita Nikar Gid V'Achilav, etc. You have to eat at somebody's house. Everybody is Neman, Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin. You don't have to go to Bezdin and say, tell me, is this meat kosher, is this meat not kosher, no? If that's the case, it's not a din of Eidos Bezdin, Zuck the Shah, Zuck the Taz. Because it's not a din of Eidos Bezdin, that's why we will say Meseach Pituma helps, even though it's still Raisa. Adkan, Divrei HaTaz. Look in the Chavastas and Sifkatan Beis. The Chavastas asks a Kashas. He says, 1 second. But that, the Taz's answer can't be true because the Gemara speaks about a case of Shavuya. And cases of Shruma. And the Gemara over there is using the regular rules of Eid Echad, the rules of Meseach Pituma only helping by Eid Asisha, no? What do you mean? Those are not cases that you have to go to Bezdin for the Shruma L'chol HaPachos. Okay, look in the Chavastas, it gets very complicated, but that's the Taz. The Shach, after going through a whole long discussion, Achrei Kichos HaKol, the Shach basically answers the end of Sifkatim Beis that since it's Ikol HaMekam Ala Demilsa, so therefore a Goy is Neman with Mesiach Lafitumel. No? Now, what does Ikol HaMekam Ala Demilsa mean? L'cha'ora, that's the same thing as what the Goyin said within the Rambam of Milsa Davide Laguye. What the Shach is saying is that the reason why I'm Neman by Mesiach Lafitumo is because somebody else will find out right away, no? But Nishama Tasha Ela, didn't we just say that according to the Goyin within the Rambam, I don't need any Mesiach Lafitumo? Milsa Davide Laguye means any Goy is Neman. So how come the Shach is saying exactly the same Svara only for a Mesiach Lefitumo? No? Isn't this a bomb question? Kevin.
Yeah, but the Shach says that he isn't
saying
it's immediately. He says,
because
you're going to be
Latimo Lekfelo. Latimo Lekfelo, so therefore we will. I mean, isn't what the Shach means that people are going to find out?
If he doesn't say like, oh,
because... Right, he doesn't use the word miyad. I'll acknowledge that.
I think that miyad would be, oh, because right after he says, yeah, eat it, you're going to taste it, and you're going to know. That's
but let's be honest. And the going is being about the same exact case. And the going is saying that this is milsa davide l'gluye, and it's milsa davide l'gluye right away, right? Because the moment the going says, I don't taste anything, the Jew's going to eat it. Right, L'chor, it's the same exact case. They're talking about the same situation.
The Rambam the Shach says that it's dafka, ikon amekam alo demilsa,
because you could demand it to fela. Yeah, why does the Shach use those words of that imo l'kfela? That's a very good time, no? So the Prima Godim in Sifkat and Beis, in the Sif Seidas, wants to teach up that what the Shach really means is that he's being chushish for the issue of the Levush. Remember, the Levush says that ordinary people might not have the Chush Hatam. So in order to be chushish for that, he says that you have to be Matim like Fail. But the Chumra, that's just like a Chumra that the... Yeah, but even the kfela will be immediate, l'chora.
Yeah.
I don't know if the immediacy is... Right, it's either immediate for me or immediate for him, but either way, it's Musa David al-Gluye. So the question, though, that we have to grapple with is if Musa David al-Gluye really is a heter, so l'chora, I shouldn't need Mesiach Lefitumo. Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to ask what level of
I'm a little bit deaf, guys.
Well,
So apparently the Shach is saying something like that we're not going to use Milsa David al-Gluye on its own. You also need Mesiach Lefitumo, but then we'd have to try to say some lumdis. How come the Rambam says you don't need Mesiach Lefitumo and the Shach says that you do? Yeah, Mr. Drury, because Kevin spoke a minute ago.
There is the Rambam. See, the Rambam, the time is the Rambam.
Since the Rambam was a tam kicker, is the Rabbanon. So Mamela, the Rambam is going to say. But is it, yeah, I mean that could be part of the Mahalach and the Hanami. That I don't think so. A Kfela is worried that I'm going to be fired as the beef eater. It's financial, right? Omer Lemurim Nusay means I have my wallet. I want to keep my wallet in my pocket. If I'm going to be caught that I don't know what I'm doing, they're going to fire me. Then I'm going to have to be a garbage man. I don't want to be a garbage man.
Right, but that's still an incentive not to lie now.
But it's a different.
It's going to be revealed later on to the Rashba, who only says because of Nira and Nassau. So then the Rashba, then therefore, I think the Gugate alone is not going to be enough by Istanbul. Because Avida Gugate alone is only a factor when you're also going to be Nira and Nassau because of it. You're not going to be Meira Umnase because of that. It's
going to
be revealed later on.
But let's go slowly. We're not saying Meira Umnase because we don't have Kfela in Shulchan Aruch. Right? The Shach is working off of the Shulchan Aruch that does not mention Kfela. Right? So here it goes. Ladies and gentlemen of the court, of the jury. Ready? Maybe the Pshat is, if you look in the Megillah Sefer page, Kufches, Kuftes, he says this. The minig is always that you get a call right before Rosh Hashanah, especially when you have to down for the Amud. No? It's a very old minig by Jews.
So the Megillah Sefer,
Ches Kuvtes, suggests that maybe this isn't really. It's not really the din of Milsa da Avida Legluye. Milsa da Avida Legluye means that I'm caught to be a liar. But let's say I could just say, whoops. I missed it. Whoops. So I'm not a liar. So it might be that that is not called Milsa da Avida Legluye. Or, to say it better, that's like a Milsa da Avida Legluye, which is a Shvacha Milsa da Avida Legluye, and I need an additional Sevara Lahakel called Meseach HaFitur. Meaning to say, the Shach is saying this is not a full fledged Milsa da Avida Legluye, and maybe that's the difference in the lashon. But the Shach's lashon is Ikol Lameka Mala de Milsa. Ikol Lameka Mala de Milsa means it's Shayich to verify. No, it's not Milsa da Avida Legluye. Hello, Dabarhu, that the Shach doesn't use the words of Milsa da Avida Legluye, which are found there in Yevamis 88, 89, 90, you know, the whole sugya of Eirechad Be'isha. The Shach doesn't use that word. He uses Ikul Amikam Alo de Milsa, meaning to say it's Shayach to verify, but it won't be abundantly clear. I'm not going to be chapped as a liar. Right? As opposed to Milsa da Avida Legluye, where a mamish caught like Khrushchev, you're caught as a liar. You're standing there and you're saying that there are no missiles, and right, hachush machish. Of course there are missiles. Maybe that's the pshat. I don't know. But that's what, again, that's what the Sefer Megillah Sefer suggests, which I think is certainly impossible. And the Shach is saying that I also need Meseach HaFitumo, because the Shach holds that this isn't really Milsa da Avida Legluye. The Rambam would say that no, that I'm caught to be a liar. You see, I'll say it like this. Sometimes one person can eat a cake, and they could say, no, I taste a little bit of X, Y, and Z in the cake. And someone else could say, I don't feel it. And right? It doesn't do it to me. Maybe that's what's going on here. The Rambam's going to say, no, maybe there's more of an objective standard, and you're caught as a liar. And the Shach says, no, I'm not caught as a liar, that's why I need a Meseach HaFitumo also. Mr. Rosenzweig.
Why does having a food to feel or make it any better that a guy now can't say I made a mistake or
and that's what we said before within the Shach, he says, give it to a Kfela? Because it could be that the Kfela has the objective.
Why does the fact that you're able to give it to Kfela show that the guy is being caught red-handed lying as opposed to you?
I don't know if the Kfela is saying that I'm caught as a red-handed lie or the Kfela is a better verification. But it's a little bit strange that the Shach uses the words lahatimay lekfela. We tried to doctor that up a few minutes ago. I don't know. Right? The Megunna works on that. I'm not sure. But I do know that for the Shach, the svara of Milsa David leGluye is not a svara that's working kishala atmo. That's the basic point that we wanted to make. Now, yeah.
With
your Darmaisit Rabbanon?
No, for the Miranashal by Kela, and for the Rashba, Avinu Ligule, Ogon is not enough. It also has to be Hefsid Omus. So therefore, by Stamber, Hefsid Omus needed a conjunction with Messiah 52. Whereas for the Rambam, he doesn't have this distinction within Avinu Ligule that it only works where you're not
Omen.
Because he'll just be Messiah 52 also.
Right.
So for him, Avinu Ligule alone will be sufficient.
You're saying that for the other, you're saying that those hoskim who have some other mechanism here don't need a full-fledged Moshe David Aleguye, but the Rambam doesn't have any other mechanism. He needs the full force of Avi Aleguye. I'll agree with that, but I still have the question as to why. Right? Oh. Now, we dealt with the kash of the Shach and the Taz, and how does Mesiel Lepituma help? Over here we hold that's Tam Keker. Tam Keker is Doraisa. How does it help? So, if you read between the lines in the Shach, in the middle of the Shach, he has a suggestion, which the Aruch HaShulchan, I think in paragraph Chaf Gimel, uses. And the suggestion works as follows, that the only time when I say that Mesiach HaFitumai does not help by Doraisa is by Eidos Isha. Eidos Isha, the Pshat, is a Tischazak Isura. You know this woman is an Eishes Ish. Now you have to determine that the husband died in order to enable her to remarry, but it's Tischazak Isura, no? We know for sure that she used to be married. She's Becheskes Isser. Comes along the Shah and he suggests, and the Aruch HaShulchan says for real, that maybe the only time when I do not say that Eid Echad, or that I do not say that Mesiach HaFituma helps on the Doraisa, Mesiach HaFituma does not help on the Doraisa when it's Ischazak Isura. But in our case over here, where there's a question as to whether there's Chazer in the pot or not Chazer in the pot, it's not Ischazak Isura. If it's not Ischazak Isura, so then Eid Echad is going to. If it's not Ischazak Isura, then Mesiach HaFituma will help. Hey, is that clear? Mesiach HaFituma is going to help in our case, because our case is it's not Ischazak Isura. Now, this issue we have to really clear about, no? Is this true, that this case is not Ischazak Isura? L'cha'ayra, I know that there is Isser in the pot. That's the din. Isser shenisarif beheter min b'she'en omino chilev into the basar, right? I know that there's Isser here. What do you mean? What do you mean? Shach. Hey, Rabbi, Shach. Right, you got your smicha eventually. Rabbi Shach, what do you mean? It's not a Ischazak Isura. Of course it's a Ischazak Isura. There's Isser here in the pot. And the Shach himself, by the way, says about this pshat, he like says one line, one word, v'doichik. No? He suggests it in my Shulchan Aruch, it's like the last skinny line going up to the first line. And then he asks another kasha from Shavuya, etc. Maybe there's a big issue going on over here, which we sort of touched upon in Kuftes. You see, if Chazer falls into a pot, l'cha'ayra, I'll say it like this. Chazaka usually, b'chol ha'tarah kula, chazaka means that I used to be status X, and now my status changed. I used to be an Eishes Ish. I used to be married. Actually, I never was, I have to admit. But one could argue that someone used to be an Eishes Ish, and now they're no longer married. The husband died. Right? There's a change in her status. The Shemaitza deals with whether Nikur Hagit is considered Ischazik Yisura. Because L'cha'ora, Nikur Hagid isn't really a change in the status of the meat. It's a separation of the treif from the kasher. I have Gid Hanasha in an animal. It's not that it's Ischazik Yisura out the Gid Hanasha, no? Ischazik Yisura means that I'm not sure if a change took place. Presumably the change didn't take place. Right? That's Ischazik Yisura. But that's when there's a shayla of change. But when I talk about something, that it's not a question of whether there's a change, but Gid Hanasha. The shayla isn't whether the meat changed or the Gid changed. Right? Everyone knows that there was Gid. The shayla is whether the Gid was separated. The Gid is always Usr, the Basr is always Mutter. No? It's just a shayla of pulling them apart. That's not subject to the rules of Ischazik Yisura. Im Kenem HaDavarim. So then Yesh La'ayin in the halach of Tam Ke'ikar. What's the pshat in Tam Ke'ikar? Is Tam Ke'ikar the pshat that the heter really changes to be Osir? If that's the case, so then I could dan on rules of Ischazik Yisura. I could say, oh, there was Isser beforehand, right, where there was, right, there's Isser, and maybe the heter part became Osir. So then I have to dan on chazakas, because I'm talking about a change. But one could argue that Tam Ke'ikar isn't the pshat that the heter is changed. The pshat in Tam Ke'ikar is that the Isser is still present. It's almost like the Gid Hanoshin, my piece of meat, no? There's always Gid here. It's just a question, did I take it away, did I not take it away? One could argue that Tam Ke'ikar, the pshat is a kolzman, there's Tam, there's always Isser. If that's the pshat, then this would not be subject to the rules of Ischazik Yisura. I know this is a little involved, but this is going to be the fundamental issue when we start learning Tam Ke'ikar, Mi'at Hashem. The question is Tam Ke'ikar. To what extent is it transformative that the heter really becomes usser and there's a change? And to what extent is Tam Ke'ikar just identifying that the isser remains? That question is relevant for a bazillion things. And it's also relevant for this question of whether or not I dan on the chazakas. Mr. Bressler.
Didn't we say in
So by lach balach, we were saying that the isser mamish permeates and it becomes, the heter becomes asr, correct. But that itself might be an oversimplification. That's something that we're going to have to discuss. Right. I know that we said it that way, you're right. But that might have been an oversimplification. Right. When we learn the machlekes harishayin about Tam Ke'ikar, we'll get into the issue. So that's the question, again, on this line in the Shach, about Ischazik Yisura, which is very interesting. Now, Hama'ayin Heitev, we'll see then Simon Kuftes, and we spoke about the Shaila of the Shach, but if I have a suffix to Rabbana, if I have Chad B'Chad, and this is Rabbana, it's Poto Chad, how come this is Rabbana, it's not Poto Chad B'Chad, right? Remember that question of the Shach? So the answer was, well, maybe the Shach holds that we don't say Sopik to Rabban Lohaka, but Mokum Ischazik Yisura. According to what we're suggesting now, it could be that the words Ischazik Yisura don't make sense. It could be that it's not really a Chazakah, because Chazakah is a Shaila whether it changed. Taruza Yavish B'Yavish is never a Shaila of change, it's a Shaila of identity. That's a Ha'ara that's worth making. Next. We say that Meseach Lefitum only helps on Issur D'Rabbanan. How does Meseach Lefitum help over here? Comes along the Rebbe Rav Yonasan Eibshitz, Goyin Olam, the crazy place. It's quoted in the Prima Gonims. The place he suggests as follows. Ah, is that the place? Remember we had a discussion last time we learned about Te'imas Issur? If I lick an Issur, is that an Issur D'Raisa? That's an Issur D'Rabbanan. Can I lick a suffix isser? Right, remember the Taz was Mekel that could lick a suffix isser? And then the Taz wanted to say, as understood by the Prima Gadim, I can even put a suffix isser into my mouth, so long as I don't swallow it. The real Aveira is only if I swallow it, right? comes on the place and he says, okay, what that really means, and that's what it says in that Mivash, that the Isur D'Oraisa Machalos Asuris is when I swallow it. If I don't swallow it, it's not Asur M'Oraisa, it's only Asur M'Drabanan. Maybe that's the pshat in our whole din of Ti'imas Kfeilah. We ask the Kasha, how can you rely on the Goy Meseach Mekitumai, it doesn't help M'Oraisa, it only helps M'Drabanan. The answer says the place he is, no, I'm only doing it for an Isur D'Rabbanan. Because what I'm doing is I'm going to, based on what the guy says, I'll put the Isur in my mouth, and then I'll taste it. I'm not going to swallow. So I'm not going to possibly buy an Isur D'Rabbanan. I'm just going to do Te'ima, razzle dazzle. And if I'm only doing Te'ima, so then, right, it's only an Isur D'Rabbanan, and that will solve all of Judaism's problems. Mr. Unger. Right, so this will help only if the guy puts it in his mouth and doesn't swallow it, correct? But then I could do the same thing, and then once I'm doing the same thing, then I can rely on my own taste in my palate without swallowing it to then swallow it after. Assuming that the Taz is wrong, because the Taz says that you can't really taste stuff unless you swallow it. Right? So, again, but this is all, remember, this is why this stuff is geschmack, right? Because we're going to be coming back to the same things again and again. Mr. Pressler.
Wouldn't that mean that, by definition, you can't really have this thing for too long? You have to tell the guy, you have this, but don't swallow it?
Ah, that's a bomb kasha. Notice what Yechiel is asking is like this. L'cha'ora, according to, I saw this kasha somewhere. Here, the Tzvila Tzadik asks this kasha on the bottom of Shulchan Aruch. The Tzvila Tzadik. Tzvila Tzadik, I think, was... who was the Tzvila Tzadik again? He was famous, no? The Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher, a real Zionist. The Tzvila Tzadik asks this kasha. He says, how could it possibly be Meseach Lefi Tumai if you're telling the guy not to swallow it? So I don't know if it's such a kasha. There are certain foods that you can get in your mouth, but the kasha has to be dealt with. It's a very good ha'ar. Yeah? Correct. No, when the guy could swallow it, and then he'll get a taste, and then I'll put it in my mouth, and I won't swallow it, but then I have no heter to ever swallow it.
No, because I taste it.
No, according to the Taz, according to the Taz, that I can't discern taste well until I swallow it.
Just answer the question.
Yeah, okay. Your answer to his question is that maybe you just swallow it. Fine. Enough on me. Good. Oh. Now, let's go weiter a little bit. Ramah famously tells us that we don't rely on kfeilas bizman hazeh, no? Ramah writes that einayag en ashan lusmacha uvikuchavim. We don't rely on gayim when meseach lefi tumo, and we are meshayar everything bishishim. That's what the Ramah says. Now, why is this true? So the Shach and Oshei tells me that according to the Levush it's true because no one has the ability to discern taste today. And even the Yisrael can't taste. The Shach disagrees. The Shach says that Diuk Lashon HaRamah indicates that we don't rely on Goyim, but Yidin we do rely on. For example, if it's a Shaila of a radish that was cut with a Fleishik knife, and I want to know, does the radish taste Fleishik? Zuck the Shach, what I could do is, right? Have the Jew taste it. Tell me if it tastes Fleishik. Fleishik's a kasha for Jews, no? Just have to figure out that unit, right? It's fine. So, that's what the Shach says. The Goyin in Os Zayin disagrees with the Shach, no? The Goyin says that even though Diuk Loshon HaRamah is that we don't rely on Goyim today, nonetheless, says the Goyin, the Ramah doesn't really mean that you don't rely on Goyim. He means you don't rely on anybody. And when he uses the Lashon of Goyim, because he's being noked to the Lashon of the Gemara. That's what the Gaon says in Os Zayin. No? Divrei Shulchan Aruch Eben Hechreya, Shulchan Divrei HaGemara, Deloy Tishach. Right? What the Gaon is saying is that the Shulchan Aruch, the fact that he only says Goyim, doesn't indicate anything, because the Gemara only says Goyim. Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Lashon HaGemara. Pischei Tshuva in Os Gimel deals with the fact that how can you possibly say we don't have the Chush of Tam today? We said in Simin Mem Beis that we do have the Chush of Tam to identify the Mara. Okay, so looking at Pischei Tshuva, he doctors that up. It really, the Kasha is not such a strong Kasha like we pointed out, because the Mara, the identity of the taste, is what proves the heter, as opposed to over here, it's the lack of identity that proves the heter, and that requires much greater ability to discern, like we mentioned earlier. So reason number one is that we lost the taste, the ability to taste today. Reason number two, why we don't rely on Goyim, is because it could be that the Goyim are lying. Even if they're Mesiach Lefitumo, Rechoshesh Lemeshaker. Now, earlier on, they weren't worried about Goyim lying. No? You see, the issue really was not that the guy is going to lie. The reason I need Mesiach Lefitumo, and the Bible Cohen speaks this out on page Yud Aleph in your face. The reason I need Mesiach Lefitumo is not because without Mesiach Lefitumo I think they're going to lie. It says with Fajr, we never chayshish that Goyim are lying. We have dinim in Shulchan Aruch. I'm allowed to buy, for example, pickles or the like from Goyim. And I'm not worried that they're going to mix wine into the mixture, into the brine, and shrape it up. Because unless the guy's financial incentive, the guy will not deceive me. He's not going to be mishaker. The only time I'm worried is if the guy has financial incentive to gain, then I'm worried that he'll try to earn a few dollars. But I'm not worried that the guy's going to lie to deceive me. That's clear in Simin Kuf Yud Ches. So why do you need Mesiach Lefitumo? The answer is, says the Bible, that I need Mesiach Lefitumo because I'm choshesh that the guy will say bididami. Meaning to say, if I ask the guy, tell me, slobodan, you're a guy, does it taste like chazer? I'm a Jew, I can't eat chazer. Does it taste like chazer? The guy wants to help me. The guy is going to say, no, it doesn't taste like chazer. Because he wants to give the answer that he thinks I want. He wants to be my friend. It's not the pshat that he's going to lie to hurt me. But the pshat is that the guy will say, but the dummy, he'll say what he thinks without really enduring the social tavar, and he wants to help me out. So without proper investigation, the guy will say what he thinks I want to hear. That was the din of Mesiach Lefitumo at the time of the Gemara, at the time of the Shulchan Aruch. Well, at the time of the Rama already, there was a concern that the guy might actually be lying to deceive Jews, and that's why this din of not trusting the goyim came up. That's a second pshat in the Ramah. Okay, first pshat in the Ramah is the lavush, that no one can taste stuff anymore. Second pshat, it's almost like Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi, one of the kinnis that we say at the end of Tisha B'Av in the Tzion Halo Tisha Alei. So Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi says that how can I ever enjoy food when I'm not in Eretz Yisrael? No? The Korban HaBayis was such a disaster for Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi that food didn't taste good anymore. Maybe that's the pshat, at least that's understood by the Lavosh. Right? The second Mahalach we're saying is that no, the Goyim Mamish going to lie. The third Mahalach, which is Rabbi Kiva Eger's Mahalach, is that the reason why we don't rely on Goyim when the Goyim may say Lefitumo is because we're choshesh for all the Shitas. Remember, some Rishonim say you need Kfela, other Rishonim say you may say Lefitumo. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, you can't have both because it's an inherent stira. Right? Mesiach Lefitumo means I'm just telling a story. Kvela means you're relying on me for my professional expertise. The two contradict each other. If I'm just telling a story, so my professional reputation is not on the line. No? So therefore, it's Zvachtrip Kiva Eger, right? We're choshish for all the days, and we're choshish for all the days, and therefore we don't rely on Goyim today. Adkan Divrei Rebbe Kiva Eger, Behesber Divrei Harama. Okay, a few ha'aros. Ha'ara number one, many people point out that this Rebbe Kiva Eger l'cha'ora is against the Taz, no? The Taz had a chiddush at the end of Sifkat and Beis, within the day of the Rosh. The Taz suggested that according to the Rosh, when I speak about Mesiach HaFitumai, it's called Mesiach HaFitumai even if you know that I'm relying on you for a purpose. But as long as I'm not relying, as long as you, the guy, do not know that I'm relying on you for Isser V'Heter, that's still called Mesiach HaFitumai, no? Rabbi Blumenkrantz, I mentioned him, I'm in Shiar a few. The last time we learned, I think, apparently people don't know what the Rabbi Blumenkrantz book on Pesach is, but this book about Pesach, the thing used to be that he went through all the medicines to find out which medicines contained a trace of chametz, no? Now, how do you get the guy who works in the factories to tell you whether there's chametz in the medicine? You can't say, I'm an Orthodox rabbi, I need the information, because it's potentially relevant for Dairaisas and the guy Mart Nema, no? So what do you do? So Blumenkrantz used to call up and says, I'm calling for reasons of allergies. We want to know if there's any traces of wheat or any other fermented grain in your pill. Ooh. Right? That's a chaf, no? Now, one second. Is that a good chaf, no? Is that a chaf? Because, again, now, in the Rabbi Blumenkrantz case, they're really relying on professional reputation more than anything else, but let's say it's a din of Mesiach HaFitumai. That's exactly what Taz is saying. It's called Mesiach HaFitumai even if I know that I'm being relied on for some purpose, so long as it's not an Isser V'Heter purpose, that's also called Mesiach HaFitumai, right? That's what the Taz says. Everyone points out that obviously Rebbe Kiva Eger is against the Taz. I just make the cheshbon. Rebbe Kiva Eger says you can't be both Mesiach HaFitumai and Kfeva. Why not? According to the Taz, you can be. I'm a professional. I have my reputation on the line. And I'm still Mesiach HaFitumai because no one told me that we're asking for reasons of Isser V'Heter, for kashrus. No? According to the Taz, it's very easy to be both Mesiach HaFitumai and Kfeila. Obviously, Rebbe Kiva Eger is assuming Nitfi the Taz. And the Taz is difficult also, based on the svara that we said before. If the reason why I need Mesiach HaFitumai is because the guy's going to say the design, the guy's going to say trying to help me out. So in that situation, even whenever the guy is asked something, he'll assume that I'm telling it, he'll assume that I have reason why I'm asking the question. He wants to help me out. And if you're worried about Omer B'Dedome, Loch Ora, that would be a concern as well. Fine. So the Kitzur, what we're saying is that Rebbe Kiva Eger notes that the Pshat in the Ramah is that you need both Kfeila and Mesiach HaFitumai, and you can't have both. Good? And according to the Taz, you could have both. Rebbe Kiva Eger is going to be arguing on the Taz. Comes along the Matzah Yehonasan. Matzah Yehonasan is the Rebbe Rebbe Yonasan Eibshitz, no? So the Rebbe Rebbe Yonasan Eibshitz says in the Matzah Yehonasan, oh, I have an Eitzah, have two Goyim. One guy is going to be your Kfeila, and he'll taste it. The next guy is going to be Mesiach HaFitumai. In other words, Rebbe Kiva Eger is saying there's a stira. I, one person, cannot be both Mesiach HaFitumai and a Kfeila. So I have two people. Beidr Tzuzaman. The two of them together will be matter this piece of meat. Why do we need a kfeila? Again, the pshat in the Ramah is that we're choshish for all the shitas of Rishon. And the Arishon will say you need kfeila.
Why does this help?
If I need a kfeila, I have a kfeila. I need a seichel fitumai, I have a seichel fitumai.
Seichel fitumai is only someone that's going to know taste. You can't just taste.
I have two different people. One person is a kfeila who I trust Alex's expertise. The next person is a kfeila. I get all she does is shine him through two people.
Is that also a kfeila?
Huh?
Is the second guy also an expertise?
Oh, and that's what your ha'ara is, that if you need a kfeila to be an expert in taste, because or else you just don't have the talent to identify sin, and that's a good ha'ara. That's a good way out of the Mata Yonason's point. Very good. I mean, another way out of the Mata Yonason's point might be something to the effect of that maybe you need one person to be Matir, not two. Well, I'm not sure why that would be true, though. Okay. Now, comes along Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Emes LeYaakov on Yerideya says an idea of why we don't rely on kfeila or Mesiach Levitum anymore. He says that maybe food used to be more simple than it is today, no? And if I have a piece of meat, and the only question at hand is whether there's any milk in the meat, so then I could taste it. But today I have so many ingredients that go into food. Right? I have guar gum. What's guar gum? I have yellow number whatever. You read a food label. It's confusing. There's so much there. So we don't have the expertise anymore based on that. That's his svara. It's an interesting svara. Yeah, so that's interesting. Maybe. I don't know. They started cooking in a more complicated way, you know? Krakow cooking in the 1560s. You know? I don't know it. No idea. Now. What? Even kfeila won't help today because the kfeilas are not experts since there's so much of a mizuk taimim, they can't identify that. That's what Rabbi Yaakov says. Once in Yerushalayim, there was a shayla of some milk that fell into the meat, and the question was whether it's mutter to eat or not. The Shai came to Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin, who was the Rav of Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Yeshua Leib said, call a guy and taste it. So they say, Rebbe, you forgot the Ramah. We don't do that anymore. So he says, call a guy. So that Rabbi Yeshua Leib, they call a guy. The guy says, I don't taste any milk in the cholent. Then Rabbi Yeshua Leib says, call me a Sfardi. Call me a Sfardi. Right? In other words, what Rabbi Yeshua Leib was saying is as follows. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach, there's a Mincha Shlomo in Chulin. He tells the whole story, like on this stuff, Tzadi Zayin. Right? What Rabbi Yeshua Leib was saying is, yeah, we don't rely on Ashkenazim, don't rely on the Goyim, on Mesiach Lefi Tuma and Kfeila today, but Sfaradim. Right? They do rely on it. So call the Goy, and then, right, the Sfaradi can be your Shabbos Goy. The Sfaradi could rely on the taste. It's a very good chap. It's an excellent chap lechora. That was Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin's chap. The last point I just wanted to make is as follows. There's a shach in Sifkatin Dalet. The shach points out that according to the Mechaber, even if you have shishim, you still need a goy to taste the food. No, the shach understands that ti'imas kfeila, like we're calling it, is really a chumrah. Even though I know that there's shishim, if a goy is available, a goy has to taste the food. Right? That's a shach in Sifkat in Dalet. The Bavli Hashulchan and Osir Aleph thinks that the Gra disagrees. I don't know. I don't know where that Gra is. If any of you could find that Gra for me, I'd appreciate it. The Bayer Shulchan says that the Goyim disagrees. But the Shach says that even though you have Shishim, still Timas Kfeila is necessary. If that's the case, what the Shach is going to tell me is that Timas Kfeila is really a Chumrah, not a Kula. What that would mean, therefore, is when you think about this Ramah, that we don't rely on Kfeila of this Man Hazeh, that's not a Chumrah, the Ramah becomes a Kula. Because if I don't rely on Kfeila today, that means I have to be Mashiach only B'Shishim. Right, the Shach says, usually, even though you have shishim, you still need a kfeila. Right? But Achreika Kolos HaKomim, we don't rely on Tefillah, or we rely on the Shishim. So the Rambam is saying that we don't rely on Goyim today, right, really becomes a Kula, according to the Hesper of the Shah. If it's not batal b'shishim, right? But even in the, but in a case when it is batal b'shishim, so the statement of
the Ali,
correct? Yeah. And look at Ali. The Goyin made this comment at the beginning of Sivkot and Zion. The Goyin's ha'ara is really right that. What we're saying that ain noihagin to rely on a guy is a chumrah, and then he sends you to that shach, no? More or less. So l'chaora, this is the pshat that I wanted to bring out today in terms of din mekfela. Okay, chavra, thank you very much. Tomorrow, DC, and Thursday, Mirza Shem Torah.